It's Justin Bieber and Blood Pop. It's Friends here at 947. You're with Greg and Lucky.
Now, at 947, we've been looking for hidden gems all around Joburg, whether it be a place, whether it be people. And I think that this ties in perfectly with our Lead SA Youth Hero of the Month. Every single month, we look for someone.
Yes, we look for someone. And what happens is you can nominate someone who you think is under 21, who you think is a Lead SA hero, because the thing that they're doing is really helping the community, changing it for the better, and making it just a great place to live in Johannesburg.
Now, the young man who we have in studio with us has done quite a few things in his area. Mateo, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Now, Mateo, you're from Daneford College.
Yes, sir.
And you've done this phenomenal initiative where you realize that people's helpers that were coming from wherever they live, driving in taxi ranks in the winter, were very cold, and then you created a coffee station.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about it. Yeah.
Well, in terms of the dream of the aspect of the project, I have a helper myself. Her name, actually, she's like my second mom. Her name is RC Paulina Tzotetti.
Yeah.
And with her, she's raised me since I was 3 months old. So I've basically been into that environment of going to her home, being in like that place with the kids and everything. I've just been seeing, like, I've seen exactly like what's it about and like how cold and how immense it actually gets. And in terms of why I did it, it's because she's been such an impact in my life, and she's just taught me so much. And it's just something that I saw is like something that you can take and something that you can like really support the community, but it can be something that can make a ripple effect, because when one party gets involved, then another party gets involved, and then, you know, it creates that collaboration effect.
So what exactly happened, Mateo? You woke up one morning and you're like, you know what, I'm going to do this. So you set up a stand for everyone that was coming into the community. Then your dad noticed. Then your school started to notice. And then this kind of snowball effect has started going. Everyone coming into Danefern, bigger smiles, easier start to their days as well.
Yes.
Now that it's coming into summer, what's going to happen with the project? Oros and Chelsea Buds.
Well, in terms of the summer project, we actually have it called, it's the JBL project, where it's just be loving.
Okay.
And
I like that.
What we're trying to do, it's also incorporating into the speakers, because the JBL speakers is something that, like, you know, just makes a vibe whilst we're there. We're going to offer like juices, sandwiches, chips, sweets, something that they can take home to their children, you know, something that, like, you know, can just give them that boost on their way home, just a sandwich or something, just to, because in the winter it's very harsh. You have to wake up at about 4:30.
You have to take like 4 or 5 taxis to connect to get to Danefern itself.
Of course. Some people, you speak to them whilst you're serving, they're coming as far as Soweto, Alexander, just to get to somewhere so far, just to, you know, benefit someone else's day. So you'd rather be there in the morning, sacrifice my extended sleep, my time. I'd rather just, you know, help them out. And, you know, with all the students that also helped us out, it created that effect where they could come and obtain outreach hours, and they could...
How many students got involved in this project?
Well, there were 27 students in total here.
Wow.
Here. And to highlight some names, just Jenna Smart, Matthew Pretorius, Bianca Pitts.
Were they all from Danefern?
Caitlin Pike, Megan Pike, yes. They're all Danefern College students.
Yeah.
And overall, these students came and they basically, there was a sign-up sheet, and students would cycle past and they would just sign up which day they would go, what service they would do, what they would do on the roster, and then basically just come on that dedicated time.
And would you guys just make them make warm, so heat up nice coffee for these helpers, or was there also food involved?
Well, in terms of that, we would have the 10,000 rand that the school sponsored us for us to sustain this project.
That's amazing.
In terms of thanking Danefern College and the foundation, Miss Tracy Blythe, Miss Cheryl Kutsia, and Mr. Matthew Davies for the opportunity. But in terms of the 10,000 rand, we used it to buy rusks, biscuits, cakes, milk, sugar. That would help us sustain the 7-8
everything
weeks
you need.
Everything. And then once we had that, you know, other companies like Spa started coming involved, and they sponsored about 600 rusks, 600 cakes.
Awesome.
Broad Acres Spa and Gene Avenue Spa.
Wow.
All coming to the party.
So everybody just really started helping. This all started because you got this phenomenal idea about helping someone that has really pretty much brought you up and showed you love and caring, and you've done this yourself. That's phenomenal. That's really...
But, you know, everyone complains, oh, the youth of today, everyone's so horrible. But what's awesome is you've done something which is completely unselfish and just really incredible. So we applaud you as our leader, say, Youth Hero of the Month.
Thank you so much, sir. And just in terms of the acknowledgement, in terms of people having an understanding, it was also a project where corporates could be involved. And such as a corporate such as Lali & Company, they sponsored banners, teardrop banners where we'd have coffee pit stop and then another one that says caring for our community.
Awesome.
which we partner with Dane Finn College just in terms of the exposure and then acknowledgement, because once we put them up the people know we're there.
Yeah.
But then once we have to take them out, obviously we did it before school, so we had to get that done before school.
Cool. Mateo, so going forward now into summer, what is everything getting the ball rolling soon enough? So it's going to be in the afternoon.
Yes.
What's going down? If anyone else, any other corporates, anyone else wants to get involved, do you have a Facebook page or anything or an email address where people can get hold of you?
Well, this ties into another project that we have, which is the Heartreach Foundation.
Okay.
The Heartreach Foundation is a structured project where we are amplifying sanitation products to take to the third world environment to support the females in that structure.
Yeah.
As they affording sanitation products is quite expensive. Mm-hmm. If you're only taking home 779 rand a month.
Yeah.
And it's worked out in terms of statistics that some females lose out 150 weeks of school.
Of school every day. I know this game was really involved in that throughout the year. That
million coverage campaign and all of those things is really intense. Yeah. So that's great. So what's the actual details? If someone is listening right now and they want to get hold of you.
They want to get a hold of you just to try and donate if they want to, because I know it's Heart. So you said Heartreach Foundation?
Yes, Heartreach Foundation.
Okay.
Let me just... sorry, open this.
No, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Open up your email addresses. Mateo is our leader, say, Youth Hero of the Month. Making a difference.
Yeah, every single year we choose 12 phenomenal young students like himself. Yep.
It's email address is heartreachfoundation@gmail.com.
Okay, yes. That's very simple. We'll put it up on our Facebook, we'll tweet it, and you can go and check it out and help out there. But you are a phenomenal, phenomenal young person. And as I said, there are 12 every single year we choose. And then at the end of the year, we choose the one that wins 100,000 Rand, which goes towards your foundation as well. But honestly, you've done a phenomenal thing here, a selfless act, and you've really, really showing young students of today to really go and help out and look after other people, man.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Of the month.
Can I just leave everyone with a quote, if that's okay?
Yeah, oh, love a quote.
In terms of why I did this, I just followed in what Nelson Mandela wanted us to basically do. And the quote says, "No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or his religion. People must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love. For love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite."
Oh, whoa, okay. Awesome. Thank you very
much. Fantastic, Mo. Take that one with you, Joburg, as we go into this afternoon. Our Leader Say Youth Hero of the Month. If you know anyone, go check out the Leader Say Facebook page, also leadersay.co.za.
Thank you.